talking through our article, Projects You Can Do in a Weekend, in particular a long three-day weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend. You can find the article at rosieonthehouse.com, as well as while you're there, you can elect to become a weekly subscriber to our newsletter where you will get our weekly article sent directly to your home. A lot of people tell me that they print that and they actually then three-hole punch it and they put it into a three-ring binder that divides by different categories, so they feel like they're putting together an entire Rosie on the House home ownership manual. So it gets a lot of use that way. The article can be found at rosieonthehouse.com. So we're talking about hanging things. Also want to talk about some things you can do to your cabinets. But right now we do have a caller waiting. I appreciate his patience. We do have open lines. If you want to give us a ring, I'd welcome your phone call. 1-888-767-4348. It's a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona.
Or text us.
Or text us.
411-923.
You can pick those up because I certainly can't.
Got it.
All right. Roland.
Hello.
Hey, man. Good morning. What project are you up to today?
Well, I'm working, but I'm also listening. Here a while back, I heard you state on your show, don't pay for the extra insulation in the attic.
Right.
I'd already done that. To change that a change order of considerable magnitude.
Yeah, right.
So how many inches should I be looking of blown in cellulose in the attic to equal the R38?
And Roland, where in Arizona are you?
Queen Creek.
Okay. Yeah, so you know, depending on whose literature you believe, you're either in insulation zone 3 or 4, okay? And the insulation industry pushes zone 4 quite a bit farther south than what my experience tells me it needs to be. If you're below the Mogollon Rim, in particular below 3,500 feet, and you're in Arizona, you don't need to insulate your attic any more than an R38. However, virtually every insulation contractor you meet at the home shows tell you you have to have an R60. It's false. It is not true. You need an R38, and an R38 in a blown cellulose is going to be in a 2x10 rafter. It's going to be 9.5, 10 inches.
Okay.
Okay. How much insulation did you have put up there?
I think there's like 6-7 inches.
On top of what was there originally?
No, this is a new house.
Oh, well, if you're only at 6 or 7 inches, then you're probably somewhere around R22 or R23, which isn't over-insulated. You want to be at least an R30, okay, depending on what they applied up there, and you want to be in the R30.
So I'll be looking for like 9-10 inches of the cellulose.
Yeah. Yeah, there
above
are
the rafter, or just is that 9 inches above the rafter?
No. Total.
Generally,
Roland, when we can tell if an insulation job has been installed correctly by sticking our head up in the attic, and you want to put your eyes at about 8 inches above the joist, the top of the joist, the ceiling joist, and all you should see is one continuous, constant sea of insulation covering the tops of all the joists, okay? That stops any thermal bridges that you may have from the nails that are holding the sheetrock up that are going into the joist that then spread the temperature into the attic or reverse, lead the heat into the room. But here's the fact about attic insulation that the insulation contractors won't tell you, is that in your energy bill, and you say it's a new house, so you won't have records for it, but for every one of you that are listening, your energy bill in the middle of the summer, when the temperature in the attic can be 140, 150 degrees, and your air conditioning bill is $300, probably half of that is your air conditioning, $150. Only 10% of that air conditioning load is due to to the temperature in your attic. So you can insulate that attic to R4038, and it doesn't matter. It isn't going to save you a ton of money by insulating your attic. So get it to an R38. We want it to be properly installed over the top of the joist so it's a constant C, and we want it completely consistent. A 5% error in installing your attic insulation will result in a 50% decrease in effectiveness.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to hear that information anywhere else, are you?
No. I've never heard that anywhere else.
Yeah. The air conditioning load in the Arizona desert is from your windows and your exterior wall openings, particularly those that are facing west. That's 70% of your air conditioning load. I tell people all the time, Roland, if you could have a house that was insulated to an R10 on your ceiling and on your walls, a complete and perfect R10, we can't get there because we have holes in our walls that are called doors and windows.
Yeah.
If you could get to an R10, you'd probably be in a state of nirvana. but we have to over-insulate the attic to an R30, R38, over-insulate the exterior walls to an R27 to compensate for the fact that every door and window is about an R3 or 4.
Wow.
You see what I'm – you know, picture your house as an envelope.
Yeah.
So talk to your building contractor, get it to an R38. Hopefully that will create a sea of insulation across the top. And the other thing, you do want it sprayed. Those of you that are having homes built or remodeled, if the insulation contractor comes in there and they start rolling out these bats that have paper on it, and then they unfold the little ears on each side of the bat and they staple that to the stud, and the paper is facing the inside of the house, that's insulation that's installed improperly. You need the fiberglass part of the insulation touching the sheetrock. And that's installed exactly opposite of the way many insulation contractors and remodeling contractors install it. If the fiberglass isn't touching the surface you're trying to protect, then all you have up there is an 8-inch filter. You don't have insulation. So it's all counterintuitive. And in fact, many of these issues are becoming less important because people are beginning to realize, contractors are beginning to realize, we really can't create as tight a home as we'd like to or as well insulated home as we'd like to without the use of foam. So a lot of times, Roland, what we'll do is we see the inside wall cavity, and we've got the exterior siding up, and we'll actually go around with a foam gun and seal the joint between the 2x4 stud and the exterior siding, the 2x4 stud and the 2x4 plate below. I actually had a listener email me a picture of a custom home or a new home that was being built, and they weren't gluing the sole plate down to the slab anymore. They're actually putting a layer of foam down, and they bolt the 2x4 to that. That's great. And he wanted to know, should I caulk the inside of that seam now? And you really don't need to, because a 3.5-inch foam compressed by the 2x4 being anchor bolt tightened down to the concrete slab is going to give you all the air filtration protection you need. So I digress there a little bit. Let's get back to your attic. So a lot of times we'll spray those cavities with a little bit of foam, and then we'll go in and we'll spray it with the cellulose or the fiberglass. And now we've stopped the air penetration with the foam, and we've used a very cost-effective filler in the cavity of the ceiling joist or the wall studs. Now, a lot of contractors are spending the extra money to just go ahead and fill it all with foam. It's an expensive way to go, but I tell you what, it is a very, very complete way to go. So, Mike played my soapbox music. Insulation is one of my soapboxes. We were talking about... I think a lot of the other thing about attic, Roland, is never, ever put a fan in your attic to suck the hot air out of your attic. Don't do that. And I don't care if it's a solar-powered fan and it doesn't cost you any electricity to run it. If you live below the Mogollon Rim, never, ever, under any circumstance, turn a fan on to suck the hot air out of your attic. Because what's going to happen is you're going to suck the air conditioning right through the ceiling of your house, and your energy bills are actually going to go up because you're taking all this air conditioning air and you're sucking it out through the recessed cans and the holes in the sheetrock and where the exhaust fans are in the bathroom, in the kitchen. All that cold air is going to come up. When you turn the fan on and start evacuating hot air out of the attic, you create what we call negative pressure. Well, negative pressure is a very unnatural state for nature to be in, and it's going to make up that difference somehow, some way. And the easiest way for it to make up is to suck the air conditioning right out of your house. R30 insulation, and let's shade our windows and doors with sunscreens or landscaping, and let's make sure we have nice windows with at least a 5/8-inch insulating air gap between the indoor and the outdoor pane of glass, at least 5/8, 3/4 better. Let's go ahead and get in some low E film coating on that. And let's not go with an aluminum frame. Let's go with a wood frame or a fiberglass frame, a wood aluminum clad frame. And those are the ways that we're going to beat our high electric cooling bills in the summer. Don't power ventilate. Don't over insulate. Wow. See what you started rolling? And I was going to tell you what kind of wall is the hardest wall in all of Arizona to mount a piece of art to, and I never even got to that. So we'll get that back to that right after this short break, as well as Dan's calling Green Valley, wants to talk about recirculating pumps. And Mike has a great tip for taking heavy mirrors off walls, which is what we were talking about earlier. So when we get back, let's go to Mike. Maybe he has a better way than I do in getting those mirrors down. Right here at Rosie on the House.